Outside St. Paul Cathedral on Thursday, a line of people wraps around the front of the stately granite building and to the street. There are hundreds here, all streaming in to pay their last respects to Philando Castile, the 32-year-old man shot to death a week ago by a police officer during a traffic stop not far from here. The grisly aftermath of the shooting was live-streamed by his girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, who, from the passenger seat, recorded the final moments of his life. Dora Jones runs a local nonprofit and had worked with both Castile and Reynolds in their search for affordable housing. The 51-year-old remembers them as good people and says the police must be held accountable.
Well, we pray that the police officer gets what he deserves, which is prison. We hope that he gets charged with murder. We are praying that he also gets charged with racial bias, and we just want justice for him, for Phil, because this was absolutely uncaused for, and so we're hoping that that's the bottom line.
Since the night of the shooting, a small crowd has held vigil in front of the governor's mansion, and Governor Mark Dayton is here to attend the funeral.
I think this is going to bring us closer together because the police keep like killing the black people, and it's like bringing everybody closer.
That's 16-year-old Tashina Thompson.
But at the same time, it's bringing like a whole bunch of anger because they just like wondering like why they black people just keep dying for no reason.
Minnesota state authorities are investigating Castile's killing. His family has told local media that they hope Castile's senseless death will bring people closer together. Jared Goyette, FSRN, St. Paul.